Okay, this is Monday, January the 25th, 2010, 11 a.m. special session of the Commissioners Court. Item one on the agenda is to discuss and take action to set hours and locations for early branch voting for the 2010 primary election. And Commissioner Crittenden.
Yeah, Judge, it was brought to my attention after we voted on this the last time, after the last meeting we had, that the East Mountain City Hall would not be available for the dates that we had set. I thought the hours and the dates had already been cleared. Evidently, they had not. So that week, they were going to have a water board meeting out there on Monday evening, which was going to stop our voting out there. And then another day that week, they were going to have court. So at this time here, I would like to make a motion that we relocate that polling place to the Glenwood Acres Water Board, our water office, on 7/26, and the hours shall stay the same as what they were. That was from the 26th, I believe, through the, what was the dates?
I don't remember.
22nd through the 26th of February at the Glenwood, at the Glenwood Water Department on 7/26.
Ours will still be 7/7, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I have already talked to Mr. Bonds out there with Glenwood Water Board, and he said that the building would be available for those dates.
Okay.
So my motion is to...
And leave all other locations and times as set at the prior meeting.
Yeah, if that's
unless,
okay with the rest of the commissioners, I'm not. Yeah, right.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
So the motion by Commissioner Crittenden and seconded by Commissioner Campbell is to move the early voting location in Precinct 1 from East Mountain City Hall to Glenwood Water Supply Corporation. All other times and places will remain the same. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that action is approved.
And Judge, if I might, or whatever, I'd also like to remind the voters that we're going to vote there at the East Mountain poll that during early voting, that they will be able to vote at any location in the county, any poll. So, they're, you know, it's just because they don't vote at East Mountain does not keep them from voting. If they live in Diana, they can go to Orr City if that's more convenient, or, you know, vote at the courthouse.
Item two on the agenda is to discuss and take action for the delivery and pickup of the voting equipment for the March 2010 primaries. Both parties have shown some interest for the county to deliver the equipment, and we need to talk about this. I know there have been prior action by the court requesting that the equipment be delivered. That was prior to us really understanding that we control that equipment. So that's what it's here for. Let y'all.
Okay. Delivering the equipment, I certainly see no problem with our delivery. But when it comes to picking the equipment up, somebody has got to bring that, the DRE and the E-scan up here. And if we wait for us, if we wait for the polls to close, and we send somebody around to pick those up to bring them up here to count, we're going to blow 3 or 4 hours bringing machines up here unless we have somebody for each dedicated machine. That means we're going to have 15, y'all have? We're going to have 15 people waiting to haul all that equipment up here. Or else if we hire 2 or 3 people to go around and pick them all up, then it's going to be at least 2 to 3 hours gathering all that stuff, getting back up here just so we can start counting.
I'm just wondering if the sheriff's department could help us on that.
Plus,
on picking it up.
Well, you would have two solutions to that. The judge could either remove the MBBs, pack them in the little thing, and just return that. Or they could return the top of the E-scan and the JVC.
Well, we can have.
Leave the controller there. I mean, is the only part they really have to bring back the part that's got the card in it? Well, or is that the controller?
They would need to bring back, my understanding, the JVC and then the top of the E-scan.
Okay.
But I certainly don't think that they should remove the.
Okay.
The card from it. That needs to be brought up here.
That's fine. I don't have a problem either way. If the tally is run there, you already have both.
Okay. Who's going to bring the machine? There's going to be a Democrat primary and a Republican primary at most locations going on at the same time.
Right, in 13 of the 15, correct.
So who's going to deliver which machines?
You could split it so that, say, the Republican brought the E-scan and the E-scan top and the Democrat did the JVC, or you could do it based upon whose gubernatorial candidate carried the precinct.
That's why I would like the commissioners just to get the county to do it and pull. That way the Republicans and the Democrats don't have anything to do with the equipment itself, and ask the county to help us get it there, because we're going to be using some of these machines jointly. That way.
Well, Ms. Parrish, that would mean that, I mean, because the all boxes in the county in the last gubernatorial election were carried by the Republican, right? Ms. Parrish is basically offering for her judges to bring the equipment back. Mr. Newsom, I'm talking to you. Is that correct?
Well, a judge would probably need to state, and we can double check on this, but I would think the judge would need to and want to stay with that MVP until it was returned.
Yes.
Because it is their responsibility until it's brought back to Central County.
The issue is getting the equipment, but I think everybody's talking about delivering the equipment, having it there for y'all to get set up, you know. But the issue is getting it back up here on election night.
And I think the judges would understand they need to stay with that. Once you have counted ballots on the MVB, that they need to stay with it until it's returned.
Then both Democrat judge and Republican judge then would need to ride together to deliver it back.
Right. Or follow. Much like a poll watcher would follow.
Right.
Just follow them back up here.
And as long as we can coordinate that, you know.
Sir? Something on your mind?
Yeah, there is. Okay. If the judge is willing to bring that back to the courthouse, then all of this extra expense that we're going to go to have them all delivered, they can deliver them the same way that they can bring them up. The only thing, we've always delivered the tubs. And so the tub that the E-scan fits on is the only thing that we're talking about not being any different. And so, I mean, I don't understand why we don't just do it like we've been doing it.
Well, first of all, the judge won't have to bring back everything, only what's needed for Central County. And it's not just the judge and one clerk, it's the judge and a clerk, plus the Democrat judge and his clerk following, plus maybe a poll watcher or two following. It's not just the judge alone to bring that back.
And it would seem like to me that the cards don't need to be taken out until it gets back up to the courthouse.
I definitely don't think that the cards should be messed with.
But I mean, that's what I mean. I thought Ms. Patterson was saying they would bring
the E-scan and
the E-scan off the top.
Yeah.
Bring that back without removing the card and the JVC.
In some counties, that I'm told that they do remove the card. So it's just a matter of preference, what you want them to bring back.
I don't think the card needs to be removed.
I understand.
So you ask if the sheriff could help us?
Deputy's not sure.
Well.
Why not the, if the deputy's also the constable's be?
Well, they're elected officials, so.
Yeah.
They're not on this.
They're not on this ballot, but they'll be on it next time.
There is a section of law that says if the, I believe if the clerk or whoever's running the elections requests that it's the responsibility of the sheriff to pick up and deliver that equipment. But I can't tell you exactly where that was when I read that.
Well, the delivery we got, I mean, there's all day, the day before. I mean, we've got.
The fact is, the county is going to have to take those tubs out there, and the county's going to have to go retrieve the tubs. If they just retrieve less than what they took out there initially, that's to their advantage.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking. I mean, is it too big of a job for building maintenance to start in the morning and they're.
That's what they've done in the past.
Okay. How? That's what we've done in the past, with the exception of there's some of that stuff that they have to sign off when right. there's a seal that's put on there that the election judge is going to have to sign off.
Right.
And so if we get started in the morning, are we going to say, okay, the election judges have to be here at 8 o'clock so that they can sign off to give us all day to deliver those? And then they'll be sitting out there.
They could meet the judge there, and the judge could sign off at that point in time. If you had a schedule where the judge, that would be an option.
But is your concern having the election judges show up to sign for it, or having
it's just
are
the
24-hour period between where they signed and then
there's going to be a time frame there that if they sign them in the morning, they're certainly not in control of. I don't see how they could technically how you could sign off on that I'm responsible for this and then turn it over to the county to move them. And then if we meet them at the polling place, well, that's okay. But somebody's gonna do some scheduling so that they're not waiting. If they have to wait on somebody, then that's gonna mess up the whole thing.
What would be the difference if they came up here and signed off on the machines and took them to their house, and then left them at the house and carried on their
duties? They're responsible for them anyway.
Right.
It's at a place that they left them.
But if they sign off with them and the county still has them in our possession, I mean, there's a lot less likeliness that anything's going to happen to those machines, even though they've signed off on them or whatever.
There's less likeliness anything's going to happen. But that's what this whole thing is about, is we don't trust each other.
No, but there's
no trust in different people is what the whole thing is about.
But they're still in the possession of the county. If they come up here and sign off for them,
well, that's,
they're delivered.
Excuse me, Ms. Patterson, but the whole purpose for the county not programming them is distrust. We're spending, you know, who knows how much the parties are going to spend because there's a lack of trust there. So the county's going to still be in possession, and it's going to be Ms. LeGrone that's in possession of them.
I think you're talking about safety and protection of the protection of the machines.
Right.
He's talking about the integrity of the elections. I think y'all are talking about two different things.
Okay.
You're saying the machines are safer in our possession.
Right. I completely.
He's saying the election's not.
The machine is secure. I don't care who's in charge of it. You're not gonna do anything to the machine to cast votes on it.
Okay. Then it looks like our only option is to coordinate with the judges to meet with the maintenance department when it's delivered.
Ms. LeGrone.
We are not. This is not a county election. This is a party primary. And I believe that the county chairs need to come and take possession and then coordinate with the whoever they want to coordinate with. This is not a county election. This is a party primary.
Well, that's a good point. If y'all are happy with them coming up and signing for them and then us delivering them.
Well, I don't have an issue with that.
Okay.
The judge is probably going to want to be there when they're set up anyway.
Okay.
So you probably want to coordinate that with the judge. And my understanding is from the time that HART programs them, and on our side it would be Mr. Leach there for the programming, when they do that, they're going to seal it up. And the first thing that the judge is going to do whenever he gets that equipment is check to make sure that it's still the same seal. And then when he comes in that morning, the first thing that he's going to do again is check that seal and run that zero tape. So the judge is, it's not so much, and let me correct you, Mr. Crabtree, it's not so much a thing of trust as it is transparency. So once that the judge has gone through and checked everything that he needs to check, you've got a reasonable assurance that everything's in order. I don't think it's going to be an issue as to whether the judge comes in Monday or meets you or whatever. I don't think that's going to be that big of an issue. But I do feel like, I know if I were still an election judge, I would want to be there when the equipment was delivered to the polling place.
Judge, again, this is not a county election. This is a party primary. Mm-hmm. The county should not give these machines out to anyone except the county chairs.
That's incorrect.
Well, it is a party primary, and that lady and this gentleman are in charge of it. And if they're saying, let our judges come up and sign for them, and then y'all deliver them, it's their primary. I mean,
and we're fine with that. And
if I'm
yes, sir.
I just don't want the machines being in like one party's possession or the other party's possession.
We understand.
And that's what I want to make definitely sure, because I don't want the fingers pointing one way. You know, I wouldn't want them in my possession. I don't want them in Ms. Patterson's possession until they get there, where both judges can be there, verify that the seal hasn't been broken, run the zero tape, and be there. And so I guess that's.
But that's the first thing y'all do in the morning,
right? And
at then like 6:30 in the morning.
I guess that's why we're asking if the court or if the county can coordinate the movement of the machines where neither Ms. Patterson nor I have to physically move it. Are we on the
same
page on that?
Well, the county is the most logical choice, because the parties can come to you and say, do this for us. And please remember that it is a reimbursable expense. So if you will make sure you send us a statement, because we can't pay without a statement, but if you will bill that cost back to Chairman Newsom and I, we can then present that to the state for reimbursement. So it's not like something that the county will have to pay.
Okay.
Well, really, to make something simple, why don't we look at, see if the sheriff's department can help us, maybe along with the constables. We got 15 boxes, right? Mm-hmm. See if we can get 3 deputies and break it up in 3 different areas and have the election judges meet at the election polling places at a certain time. And they may have to wait an hour, they may have to wait 2 hours, but between set a time from say 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock or from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and let them judges meet them at the sheriff's department, meet them at them election places and sign for them. And I assume that they will stay there overnight and when then locked up. It's how they have in the past, the way I understand. And so why wouldn't that work to where they could take over from there and sign for the machines? If we can get at least 3 deputies and then split it up in 3 different areas.
Well, that's a good point. We could utilize our constables, I believe.
Constables this time are not running, so why can't we use them?
Precinct 1, we've only got 4 boxes, and I think Mr. Harris could make his rounds there. Precinct 2's got, what, 4 boxes now?
But we can't order him to do that.
No, we could request them to do it or whatever, and if they did, we could get with the deputy or whatever.
And then they could, and when they met them at the polling place, then they could... Well, no, they have to sign off on those seals before they leave the possession of the clerk's office, is that right?
Somebody does. Somebody needs to.
Somebody has to sign for them when they leave the clerk's office. So is the county sheriff going to do that?
Well, the one of the deputies that picked them up could sign off for them until they get to their polling place, and then the polling judge would sign off then, taking possession of the machine.
You might actually need a representative of the party.
Yeah, you need a representative of the party, I think.
I think the county chair will have to sign off on those.
Well, in my case, I did recuse, and the executive committee did pass the resolution allowing me to do that, and Mr. Leach, our Secretary Leach, will be handling that on the party's behalf.
But I'll sign off for the Democrats when they leave the courthouse.
Leave the courthouse? Okay.
So do we want to set a time for the chairs to be here or the representatives of the parties to be here to do that? So how long is it going to take us?
Probably going to take them at least 3 hours if you split them up, the time they go to each polling place to deliver the boxes.
Now all they're carrying, all this is going to be, are they going to deliver? Help me out on what we're delivering. Ballot boxes?
Plastic tub, the big plastic tub.
The e-scan, the e-slate, the JVC. The ballot box would be the e-scan tub. Voting booths. And the supply boxes will come from the parties.
Mm-hmm. Everybody understand?
And
E-scan with a tub.
I do.
E-slate with JVC. Voting booths.
Okay. That's fine. Constables are probably not going to be able to haul the tubs, can they?
No.
So that means we're going to have to send another truck around to deliver them. We need to get this to one delivery. We don't need to have two deliveries for this stuff. I mean, there's no sense in us doubling up on the fuel. So, the only bunch that has a pickup is going to be building and maintenance, unless we go over to the criminal investigators. And what happens if we have? I mean, we absolutely can't count that they can do it. I mean, they could have something come up where they can't do it, and then we're in a bind. We've got to do something we can count on.
We're spending $15,000 uselessly, and so can we subcontract to someone to do this? I mean,
I'd ask Hart if they offer this kind of service, and I've not received a reply from Hart. I asked last week if they would coordinate this, because I don't know how it confused me even as to if there's two parties using the same machine.
How was it done in the past when we would deliver the tubs?
When we delivered the tubs, building maintenance would do it. It would take 2 days, and that's all we delivered for the tubs.
And I've delivered some myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've delivered that stuff when the schools and the cities was having elections. We've never had a primary election, correct me if I'm wrong, where all of our equipment was used on site the way it was intended, correct?
As long as I have been here, no.
Well, we only got the stuff in 06, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the 06 primaries.
In the last primary, the county chairs took all of the equipment, the ballots. Of course, the Republicans had their own ballots printed, but they took all the equipment, and then the election judges came to their headquarters and picked up and signed, or I assume signed for it there. But the county chairs signed for it here at the courthouse, took everything, all of the equipment, the little dollies, the tubs and everything.
Well, I would point out, as we all recall the issues from the last time, that only one party was using the electronic equipment on election day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yes.
not the situation this time. So we're going to have to do, or we really need to do, should do something different this time.
And Judge, and I disagree.
We've got to.
But it's not a county election.
Hart does not provide some kind of service like that I know of, my conversations with them. What was suggested by the SOS is that we could hire a contractor, like a moving company, to come in and do it. I think everybody would feel more comfortable, though, if it was the county employees actually delivering that rather than a third party member.
Sheriff's Department's got what, one van?
A transport van.
They also got one trailer in there. Enclosed room.
I don't know. They may have sold it.
We could have Bob Road
and
Bridge.
Set out at Building Maintenance. I don't know. I mean, it's Road and Bridge. I don't know whose it is.
That's an arson.
Okay.
I don't know if they still got that enclosed trailer or not. They did have.
We can order it. I mean, you're going to have a guaranteed deal on this. So
that's right. Yeah.
Road and Bridge is under ours.
Yeah. Road and Bridge and Building Maintenance is the only. That's the only two options, unless we go outside to a bonded mover.
Right.
I really don't see that we've got any. That's the only two choices we've got, because we can't. I mean.
We can't order the sheriff, we can't order the constable.
You can ask him.
And we don't need to come up here and then, well, we don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be something we're in control of. And if the sheriff's department, they may still have that enclosed trailer. I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Have any of y'all talked to Anthony about it?
No.
That's what I say. We gotta have something that will happen, not maybe.
Well, there's. I mean, we've all put out signs. I mean, I'm just thinking. I've been putting up signs recently, and. I can get a lot of signs put up in one day. I just, it's hard for me to believe that between Road and Bridge and Building Maintenance, we can't get this equipment all delivered in.
That's what
in a day's time.
In a day.
Yeah, we've got five boxes less now than what we had also.
Well, Building Maintenance delivered them all last time, didn't they?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's just a matter of coordination. I mean, we get the parties up here to sign off on them at 8 or 9 o'clock, and then we will have to have phone numbers for the judges, or we'll have to have specific times that they will deliver.
Yeah, it's going to be coordinated.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I'm like you, Judge. I think if they started that morning, they should be able to finish by that afternoon. You know, you get a couple of employees and take the northern half of the county. And a couple, mm-hmm. To take the southern half,
or east
and west side. You know.
Two maintenance people in a pickup over here in one, two maintenance and a pickup in three, two maintenance and a pickup in two, and then two and four. I mean, it could be done pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're down to three boxes in three, and four boxes in one and two. And four, so.
So if y'all would give the, I think if you give the commissioner in your precinct a good telephone number for the election judge, and this is just a suggestion, we're still talking, if we still need to talk it out, but we could have the party sign at 8 o'clock, and then we could have maintenance and road and bridge available to begin at that point, and just have our judges there between, have them prepared between 8 and noon that day. And they could get a phone call, we're on our way, could you meet us at the polling place?
That's the day before the election we're talking about.
The day before the election.
It'll be Monday.
We could have a representative of the party also go along, maybe not in the county vehicle, but follow.
But follow.
To be there, so we can so that there's someone there.
That's probably a pretty good idea.
We can do that.
All right.
And then they'll be there with the election judge. The equipment will be secured in the polling place, and
so you'll have,
so we'll be ready for the next morning. How's that sound, Mr. Newsom?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
So we're gonna have, basically, we're gonna have the commissioner in charge of his precinct for the coordination efforts. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And I'm comfortable with that. I mean, well, Commissioner Campbell's not in a contested race.
Yeah. I mean, it
would still be considered a contested because there are other candidates in the same spot in the race
side.
To be held on the same day.
Well.
But under the circumstances, I don't have any objection. I mean, all he's doing is being nice enough to coordinate that for us. He's not actually participating in the transport. So I have no objection to that. I mean, to me, I'm fine with the commissioners doing it.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Do we need to?
And we're going to deliver e-scans with tubs, e-slates with the JVCs, and voting booths.
Okay.
Is that all the equipment?
Right. The e-scans, the e-slates, the JVC, and the voting
booths. Do we need to determine, to keep us from talking about this when we get out of here and figure out who's going to do what? We've got Mr. Daniels.
I want a suggestion right quick. Ben's rope bridge is under us. Why don't we have Mr. Pendarvis be over this whole thing to coordinate it? And let him, they have got 4 pickups in each precinct. I mean, a pickup in each precinct. So why don't we have Mr. Pendarvis over this to see that they're delivered in the foreman's pickups? I know it's going to take away from Bubba part of the day, but still it will solve a problem to get them delivered.
So you use the foreman in each precinct?
You use the foreman in each precinct.
Yeah, that's what I thought to start.
Okay.
And now those trucks and road and bridge, you've got a lot of equipment, a lot of stuff in the back end of them that's going to have to be taken out.
Well, they can clean them out. They need to be anyway.
And they're going to be all greasy and everything too.
Yeah.
And those tubs with rollers on there, there's some place going to have carpet on the floor.
Well, you want to hire somebody? Is that what you want?
Tell them to use a car washer out there to clean the back pickups out like they need to be to start with.
We have a washer out there.
You got a washer?
That's just, so, you know, they're going to be greasy and all that. Building maintenance trucks are probably going to be a lot cleaner.
They've also got 2 flatbed 1-tons out there that can be tied down on. It's not greasy.
That's our only sure.
And then actually, rather than having commissioners in charge, we can make Mr. Pendarvis and Lisa would help coordinate a lot of this too, I'm sure. But they'll just need contact information for the precinct judges.
That takes it out of our hands then, beginning.
Okay. So the parties would be here to sign at 8 a.m. the morning prior, which would be March the 1st. And then Road and Bridge would deliver between 8 a.m. and noon that day, and we would allow Mr. Pendarvis and his assistant, Lisa Tefteller, to coordinate delivery times with the precinct judges. And they'll be delivering e-scans with the tubs, e-slates with the JVCs, and the voting booths. Then the return of the equipment would be that evening, would be the evening of the election on March the 2nd by the precinct judges, and they would return the e-scan without the tub, the e and the JVC with the cards intact.
Once they, if we can amend that to add a ballot box to use as a transfer case, because once they pull those ballots out, they are counted ballots. So they're going to have to seal them in a ballot box to bring the ballots back with them.
And we'll also need to deliver a metal ballot box, because they need to remove those from those tubs. Is that correct? And bring those. We can't leave those ballots sitting there overnight.
Because they are counted ballots, they're going to need to be stored like a counted ballot.
Okay. So they actually, do they need two metal ballot boxes?
Yes.
One for each party. One for each party. Well, we're all going into the same tub, though.
Right. That's fixing to say they're all Democrat. Are they going to separate? When they go through the e-scan, they're all going to drop into one tub. And who's going to separate them?
It's not a county election. Wherever y'all decide.
One
ballot box.
Yep. Who's the custodian of those?
We actually need to have a separate ballot box in case there's a malfunction of the e-scan machine. And we need to secure the ballots just in case. So we need one, which will, you know, put all the voted ballots in and bring back here secured. But we really need another one in case there's a malfunction machine to put the ballots in.
Okay.
Just as a backup.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Two metal ballot boxes.
Thank you, Judge.
It was pointed out a while ago, I think, by Buddy, that the court does not have the authority to order the sheriff and the constables. Do you have the authority to order the Road and Bridge Department to do it, or just to request it?
We do.
We have the authority to tell them to do it.
And maintenance.
Okay. Does anybody want to make that motion? Do I need to restate it?
Please, sir.
Okay. The action of the court would be to have the equipment available on March the 1st. The parties would sign for the equipment at 8 a.m. And then Road and Bridge employees, coordinated through the road administrator, Bubba Pendarvis, and his assistant, Lisa Tefteller, would deliver the equipment to the polling places. It would be coordinated so that the election judges would meet them at the polling place. They would be delivering e-scans with tubs, e-slates with JVCs, voting booths, and two metal ballot boxes.
For each precinct?
For each precinct.
In other words, 30 metal ballot boxes, right?
Yes. And then at the end of voting on March the 2nd, the election judges will return the e-scans and the JVCs without removing the MBBs. And then the county will be responsible to go back and pick up voting booths and tubs. And the election judges will also bring those metal boxes back with the voted ballots in them. And as Mr. Leach made a very good point, that if there's a malfunction with the e-scans, we'll have uncounted ballots in some of these boxes, so the judges will know what they're doing.
May I say something? If there's a malfunction of the machines that have just been worked on in June, we have a ballot counter in the central location that we can count.
And Hart, I'm sure, I mean, their Hart's going to be here that day handling
yes.
that, so they'll know what to do.
I'm certain.
In case of malfunction. They cost
enough, I'm sure they do.
So, that's the stated.
And the judge to return the two ballot boxes too.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to the information that you just quoted.
All right.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you all very much for the meeting and the cooperation. It's a good thing.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Uh-huh.
We're adjourned.